But what is exciting? I mean, I made it sound really, really boring, but what is exciting is about the notion of moving on as a species. We are at this critical juncture where the stakes are so high and the possibility is so obvious that we can move on because we have these tools. And that Tesla is right. It was distance that kept us from doing this earlier, and that we didn't have these tools. In the same book of pamphlets by Kropotkin, there was a editorial comment about how his heart got broke with the Russian Revolution because he saw it become totalitarian. And then it led him to think that, well, we have to address this problem of resource shortages in a transitional period, because if there's not enough for everybody, then the state is going to reform in some way in order to manage scarcity. So, but what that way of thinking is still stuck in us, even though the evidence in front of our eyes is vastly different. We have this problem unknown before called overproduction, right? So we have massive accumulated stuff. The problem is people can't afford to buy it. And we have a global humanity where we're talking to each other all over the world and we want to help each other. And we run all of the systems. I mean, it's really on the goodwill of us that these 10,000 people continue to, you know, perch on their thrones and, you know, pretend that they're kings. So they know, power knows how completely perilous their position is right now because of the tools at the disposal of all of us and the fact that these thoughts are little by little getting out. So it is that we must evolve as a species. We cannot do that while we're selling our human energy. We don't have to sell our human energy, so we shouldn't be doing it. So we need a mass movement to end wage work. And there are little things that are fun along the way. Teaching young people to make their own drums and, you know, make up rhymes about being as free as the birds while we march down the streets in order to claim a piece of earth and in order to make earth ships, that there are these pieces of the bigger goal that lead to the goal. But what doesn't lead to the goal is confusion, is division, is violence, is allowing agent provocateurs to say, no, 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 everybody, you pick your own thing. We need a united vision of freedom. Someone asked me today, well, what's your word for this future? And I said, is it socialism? I said, no. We don't need a word beyond freedom. We want to be free. And it is entirely possible. There is perpetuated throughout this system a very false notion of our human nature, that we are somehow naturally greedy and acquisitive and squabble and don't like each other and it's private and blah, 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 blah. And the reality is just the opposite, and we saw this with Occupy. They would not have rushed to shut that down. It was providing services to people. It was helping us feel good about each other. We were addressing collectively this very difficult problem of homelessness, that as well as a hunger. We were helping each other. People rushed there even after work because there was the whiff of freedom about it, the whiff of the future about it. This feels right. Our bodies know when something feels right. That's contagious. Mm-hmm. That's infectious. And so once we start, as long as that long-term vision of freedom is clear in people's minds, as long as that's where we're going, then it can be helping young people build drums and then making up rhymes and chanting and marching down the street and saying, we want to piece of communal land to help our brothers and sisters. The final goal is in our minds, so that's what invests it with power and light, is that final goal. And I had a very energetic conversation with a man yesterday who was attacking Barack, and I said, but you know, Malcolm used to say, let's leave religion at home. And I've modified that to say, let's leave all our belief systems at home, religious, political, and economic. And whether you've, as I used to say, whether you think Barack is holding totalitarianism at bay, which is what I think, or whether you think he's the Manchurian candidate, that's a belief system that is irrelevant to our future. Our future is being free. What we have in common is we all want to own these bodies we walk around in. We all walk on the same earth and want it to be healthy. We have to focus on what we agree on. And then if what we agree on is freedom, to own the bodies we walk around in, then every vision that comes in our brains and our minds, and the ones I just mentioned are mine particular, but they all of our visions are unified by that end goal, freedom, because there's innumerable, infinite numbers of ways to begin going there. It's the end goal we have to be clear on. We are still not clear that we can let the system go, and that's because the punditry, the media, all of it repeat the same false messages that we have to fix. And that's hard to overcome because we hear it everywhere. So it is only by having these conversations with each other in meetups. Maybe that's where we have to start, a meetup on why are we still wedded to this system? Isn't there a better way?